baby, we're saying it's gonna work.
It's gonna work.
Are y'all ready? Come on, sing it with me. It's gonna work.
It's gonna work.
You gotta get your choir rock on this one. It's gonna work.
It's gonna work.
Oh, yes it is. Yes, it's gonna work.
It's gonna
That's
work.
Right.
That's music by my guest today. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Linwood's Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Please like, follow, and subscribe to this podcast so that you never, ever miss an episode of its uplifting content. My guest today is Kevin Lemons of Kevin Lemons and Higher Calling. He's a singer, songwriter, producer, and founder of Kevin Lemons and his awesome ensemble, Higher Calling. His choir is internationally known, and they have performed or shared the stage with the likes of B.B. Winans, Kirk Franklin, Hezekiah Walker, and a whole lot of other folks. He is signed to Hezekiah Walker's new label, Hez House Entertainment. His current single is For Your Good, and he's working on a forthcoming album, and he's going to tell us about a whole lot more. Kevin Lemons, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello to you, too.
How are you doing today?
Oh, brother, I'm doing fine. How are you doing? And we you know we got this pandemic going on. I know we had conversations off mic about it, but how are you doing? And you're releasing music while it's still going on. So how's it going?
Listen, I'm just trying to hold on and stay in time for an old man.
You need to quit. You've been doing this for some time and you know, built up quite a reputation, you and your ensemble. But how have you been managing like your life and your family and the choir and this music during these estranged times, might I say?
You know, all you can do is take it one day at a time, you know, live day by day, because things change so much. You know, families change and situations change, this, this, that, and that. So you just have to stick to what you know, believe what you believe, and hold on to what you hold on to.
Well, that is true. One day at a time. What was the song? One day at a time, Lord, that's all that I'm asking from you.
That's it.
I know you're not that old. You're trying to say you're old man, but you're not. But when did you get started in gospel?
Well, believe it or not, I actually started in gospel music with my father at the age of 12.
Wow.
I was already playing for him, playing drums for his choir. And when he took ill, which was at the age of 12, I started teaching and training his choir, directing his choir, because he couldn't do it as fluently as he wanted to. And so that began my training. And so at the age of 17 is when I started Higher Calling.
But prior to that, up to age 17, how did you get to be this wonderful musician? Did you get some sort of training, or was that, did you go to school for it, or was it like your dad and your grandma?
Well, I went to school for a short time, but most of my training came from my father and just being around in the gospel industry, being around other great directors and musicians, and just learning, sitting on the side, waiting on my turn.
Okay.
Yeah, just waiting on my turn and picking up as much as I could as a young boy. And then, going home with the regular story of directors, you know, setting your batteries up and your action figures and making a choir and directing those things, you know, trying to get your technique down.
Well, you know, Brother Kevin, most of the time I hear about folks setting up the toy soldiers. I don't think I've heard of them setting up the, you know, the toy choir, but that's a good one. And they probably do it. They just never told me. And see, you did. You told me.
Oh, yeah. I have no secrets. You know, that was just coming up, you know, from even before the age of 12. You know, I have always had a fascination with music, period. You know, so I would, as a drummer, I would go and get my mom's pots and pans and set them up in the kitchen on the floor.
Okay, beating on the floor?
Beating and making rhythms and all that good stuff, you know, so it's just been in me for a while.
Wow, I can imagine you sitting on that floor beating those pots and pans, and your mama might have been like, boy, you don't stop that noise.
I would get in trouble every week.
Beating them pots and pans. Now, you said that you formed Higher Calling at the age of 17, but I want to backtrack a little bit because, okay, you grew up in Atlanta, right?
Born Born and raised.
Born and raised, and you came up through the church. What church did you come up in?
I was coming up through the church of, the Baptist organization, Little Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, 315 Fifth Avenue, Decatur, Georgia. Oh, yeah.
Decatur, Georgia.
And that was old stomping grounds. But before that, my father had a spiritual advisor by the name of Pastor J.E. Butler, and he had a church called Faith Temple. And so my father would go over there every now and again to help him with his ministry, and I would go with him, and that's also a Baptist church. So I just kind of been there through it all.
Through it all. What was the choir that your father was working with that well-known in your area?
Their name was the Atlanta Masonic Choir. Which was actually organized through the Masons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
I know about them.
Which was my grandmother was the organizer of that because she was an Eastern Star. She was a matron. And they wanted a gospel choir to do all of their conventions and things of that nature. So she started a choir, and she was training and teaching and directing. And then when my father got out of the service, he started, you know, he just took over where she started and took it to another level.
And then here come you following behind his footsteps, and there you go, setting up a legacy.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Now, with how you're calling, I understand that it's a choir, it's over 50 people, and then you got folks not only from Atlanta, but from all over. How did this come to be with choir? You got folks from all over the country.
Well, it originally happened because of the fact that I was doing a lot of traveling, and a lot of my base members from Atlanta could not go with me. Because of work or family or things of that nature. So I would assemble a few other singers from other cities or the city that I'm going to, you know, to make up the difference and be a part of higher calling as far as the choir was concerned. And then after I would do those engagements, you know, some of those people were like, we want to go with you. We want to go where you go. We want to be a part of what you're doing. And so that just opened the door for those out-of-state members to be a part of Atlanta's, Atlanta chapter's higher calling. So, and it's been going ever since. I mean, I'm just amazed at how many people from other cities, other states want to come to Atlanta to be a part of Higher Calling. It's just truly a blessing.
And speaking of Higher Calling in you, how would you describe your particular style of music and then your style of choir directing, and who influenced both of those areas in your life?
Well, that's funny that you asked that, because I don't really particularly have a style. What comes with Kevin is, you know, you get what you see, because I'm able to adapt to any environment, whether it's Presbyterian, whether it's Methodist, you know, Baptist, Church of God in Christ, mm-hmm. Apostolic. I'm able to adapt to all of it because I've been raised up in all of it. So I don't want to limit myself to a certain style. I just keep it open so that we can be able to be a blessing to everybody. We can meet them where they are.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking with all those different influences coming your way and knowing how to do all that, you probably have a fusion style of things, and you can do this, you can do that, you can do that, and roll it all in together, and there you get Kevin Lemons and how you're calling.
There you go.
Now, let's move on a little bit from there. You've been doing this for 25 years. How have you been able to maintain and stay in this business for 25 years? Because you're celebrating a milestone.
Well, you know, the odd thing about it is that I treat Higher Calling like anybody treats their family. Through thick and thin, through hardship, through good times, bad times, whatever, you know, family remains to stay together. You know, and that's one thing that I am very big on with Higher Caller is the family environment. You know, although we may go through our different situations, our different trials and tribulations, we're able to come together as a family, as a unit, and love on one another and bring each other back to the place of being, how can I say, of just being a unit.
Okay.
You know, and we really thrive on that. And so I could say for the whole 25 years that we've been together through the ups and downs, it's the family mindset that has kept us close and loving on one another. And not to mention the fact that we all love God.
I mean, that's foremost, that we love God and
yeah.
are people of
and,
faith.
You know, we love what we do. We love singing together. We love being around each other, you know, and I'm not saying that just to be saying it, because you do have those family members that you don't like being around. But,
you got you know, that right.
But it's family. It's family. And you can't get no better than that. You know, that's one of the things that I tell people all the time. They say, Kevin, how do you create your sound? My sound is created by family, love, trust, honesty, you know, commitment.
So if you have you ever, Brother Kevin, thought about doing anything else, or did you do anything else other than music?
I did. I can't say that on the air.
Okay. Okay. Shh. He can't say that on the air. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't say what I was going to do. Uh-huh. I thank God that He brought me out of that life. How about that? I'm gonna leave it right there.
Okay. Sound like a hidden testimony up in there, but okay, I'm gonna let you slide. Go on. Oh, well, so, but I did wanted to ask you, is there any particular testimony that you'd like to share with folks and, you know, how God has really, really helped and transformed your life or pulled you out of something that you'd like to share?
Listen, I don't even have to go into a history of it. I can just tell you recently that I was sick unto death and didn't even know it. Walking around here, didn't know what was going on or anything of that nature. And when I tell you I really understood the power of God and His healing power, it really changed my view of a whole lot of, you know, you really don't know until you actually go through something and you have to depend on Him and you have to trust Him and you have to stand on His word. Mm-hmm. And for Him to come through and show Himself strong, it's a whole nother world. So I can truly say, for God I live and for God I die.
Amen, amen. That is a strong testimony. There's testimony of healing, and as they say, won't He do it?
Yes, He will.
Oh, I like that. I said, won't He do it? You say, yes, He will. Amen. But
yes, seriously,
yes, He will. Now, before we get into the new music that you have out now, a couple more things. How did you hook up with Hezekiah Walker?
Well, that's a wonderful story. Bishop Walker will come to Atlanta to do, you know, whatever it is that he's going to do, whether it's you know, hosting or performing or things of that nature. And when he wouldn't bring his choir or singers, he would reach out to me to help him do background, you know. And, you know, like any up-and-coming artist, you jump at the opportunity because of who that person is, that you have respect for them. And so he would do that. He did that quite often. And so we just kind of formed a relationship from that point on to where, you know, anytime he comes to Atlanta or anywhere near Atlanta, you know, he's going to call me and I'm going to put the crew together or whatever it is that he needs. And it's going to be fabulous. It's going to be wonderful. So I think that built a level of trust between the two of us, respecting him as Bishop and then respecting him as an artist and making sure that everything is done in excellence.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then before we get to that go ahead.
No, and I was just saying, you know, and before he started the label, he would talk to me about it, because many people don't know Bishop Walker was talking to about this label situation maybe a year or two before it actually came into fruition. And so, you know, I've been knowing that he was going to do it. I just had no idea that he wanted me to sign with him.
Because you're the first signee, right? Aren't you the first signee?
I'm the first. Me and Vincent Bohannon, we are two of the first people that he has signed to this label. And I must say that I am truly blessed and honored and happy that I made the decision to sign with this show.
Well, you know, it's like God orchestrated that whole thing from set y'all up, didn't he?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, he did.
So tell me, how did the whole thing come about with Netflix and Come Sunday and your involvement in that?
No, I mean, you know, I'm the type of person that always second guess himself as far as his singing ability and things of the nature. I can encourage and push and teach everybody else, but when it comes to Kevin, you know, I always take a back seat. I want everybody else to shine. I want everybody else to do their thing. And so when the opportunity came, I just did it, you know, just to get it done, you know, not thinking that they would enjoy it. They would want me to be a part of it. And from that, you know, God just blessed and opened another door for me to be able to do that. So I did all of the musical background work as far as the choir, band, all of that stuff is done. And then as far as the overdubs of the lead role and his singing, all of that was me.
Oh, so all of that was you and Come Sunday.
And Come Sunday, yes.
Really. And, well, you know, and as far as Donald Lawrence is concerned, I have talked to you, maybe the third or fourth artist that I've talked to in the past year that has told me how Donald Lawrence has been influential or helped them with bigger things in their music ministry. And he doesn't he doesn't really talk about it, but the people that I talk to, these artists, they give him praise and they thank him for his influence and what he's done for them.
I can honestly say that Mr. Lawrence has a heart for people and wanting to see the best out of everybody that he comes in contact with. He's really an encourager, really a motivator. And yes, he's really soft-spoken. You know, he don't say much. He don't, you know, give himself credit or anything of that nature. He just want to see everybody win, you know, that's doing the work. And I have to thank him because he opened my eyes to a whole nother world of music and music, you know, just the knowledge thereof. And so I just really thank him.
So woot woot to Donald Lawrence, as Kimberly Noisworthy, your PR lady, would say woot woot.
That is so funny.
Oh, wow. Now, you have your single that's out. It's a feel-good single called For Your Good. Did you do everything with this, write and produce it all?
I did not write this song. This song came from my nephew, Brandon Pear, who is out of Huntsville, Alabama. And it was just a great song that he was singing with his group some years back. And I got hold to it, and I said, this would be a great, great choir song. And so you know, just talk to him, you know, throughout the years of us singing it and, you know, just really putting the music together. So it was a collective effort in making this what it is today.
Now, you got a forthcoming album. So is the album going to be out like this year or
yes.
You don't know?
Yes. No. We are looking for a late summer release. But, you know, right now, we have to do everything according to do things the right way, you know, in setting up the song and, you know, all of that good stuff. But we are definitely looking to release later this summer.
Do you have any ideas to some of the songs that will be on there right now?
I'm not going to say. I want it to be surprised.
Oh, wow. Surprise us, Brother Kevin. Yes, please.
Yeah, I want the people to be shocked.
Okay, shock them, but what? Do you at least have a name for the album?
Yes. The name of the project is going to be entitled Third Round. This is our third time doing this, and we're just blessed and happy to be in this third factor, this third season of it. Yeah.
Well, amen to that. And what's your hope for your music as it goes out there into the marketplace?
All I want this music to do is just encourage the saints of God, the people of God in its entirety. Put a smile on your faces. You know, I went with this project or produced this project and thinking of the old days when songs came about. It just made you smile. It just made you feel good, made you just happy. And so there are a lot of tunes that are on this project that's just going to bring that warm feeling of church and excitement back to you.
That will be wonderful. The marketplace has been flooded with, I would say, a lot of praise and worship types of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
you're absolutely correct.
Look,
and
so
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not. It's just a different area, section of our genre. So, but you want to bring some choir happy music back.
Yeah. I mean, you remember going to church and, you know, the choir was up singing and everybody in the church was singing and jumping and just having a good time.
Yes.
It wasn't nothing deep, wasn't nothing mystical. It was just the joy of the Lord. And that's what we wanted to bring. Of course, with a little bells and whistles, you know, a little synthesizer here and there, you know, little trumpets, little horns, you know.
But the
feel of gospel music is what we were trying to accomplish. And I think we did it on this one, remembering people like the Thompson Community Singers, a little Thomas Whitfield, a little Orlando Draper. Just all of those choirs just made you feel amazing.
Well, that...
Like you want to say.
Yes. So you're going to bring that kind of happy back.
I'm hoping that it does. That is my prayer.
Well, we wish you all the best. So where can we find your current single, For Your Good, by Kevin Lemons, and How You're Calling right now?
For Your Good can be found on all digital musical outlets, Spotify, CD Baby, Amazon, Tidal, wherever you get your music from, it's there. Kevin Limbsahan calling for your good. I promise you, you would definitely want to put this in your car and turn the volume all the way up and roll your windows down and have church.
Have church and just bumping some Jesus along the way. All right.
That's it.
How do we find you on social media if folks want to connect with you?
Yes, you can find us. We just launched our new website, so it's www.kevinlemonsandhighercalling.com. www.kevinlemonsandhighercalling.com. On Instagram is kevinlemons_highercalling, and on Facebook it is Kevin Lemons and Higher Calling. Either one of those, you can find us, and you can find the music.
You can find them, and you can find the music, and that Lemons has two M's, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Not like lemon in the lemonade, but Lemons.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, it's one M. Okay. L-E-M-O-N-S. I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you said.
No, I just want to clarify how you spell your name. That's all.
Yes.
Okay.
L-E-M-O-N-S.
Y'all got that. In case y'all don't know about Kevin, it's K-E-V-I-N.
Yes, not Kelvin. Calvin. No, it's Kevin. K-E-V-I-N.
Well, thank you for joining us today and for clarifying the spelling of your name, which I knew folks would kind of, get a little mixed up on that, which they do from time to time with folks that are named Kevin. But thank you so much for sharing.
I have been called Kelvin, Calvin, Kevin. I have been called all of it.
I know what you mean. Yes, I've seen that with people named Kevin. Because never mind. That's a whole nother discussion that we shall not get into today. But thank you for joining us. I wish you Godspeed, God blessings, and all that you do with Kevin Lemons and Higher Calling.
Thank you so much.
And audience, thank you so much for joining us today. I really, really, really do appreciate you. I hope that the things that are put forth uplift, encourage, and inspire you. Now, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast right now by hitting the subscribe button so that you never, ever miss an episode of its uplifting content. And you are welcome to donate by hitting the donate button. We really do appreciate all of your support. Now, this depends upon what platform you are listening to us on. Now, to reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter. That's at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS, or Instagram at Lynn Woods 96, or Facebook, Lynn Woods. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. And Kevin Lemons and Higher Calling are going to take us on out today with For Your Good. I'm Lynn. God bless.